Today's show is brought to you by FanDuel. Sign up online or on the app for a free 1 week trial. Just $4.99 a month for your all access pass. Now playing on FanDuel is Afternoon Delight. In this film, Rachel, played by Katherine Hahn, tries to spice up her marriage with a trip to a strip club. She befriends a stripper named McKenna, who gave her a lap dance. McKenna then moves in with Rachel's family and becomes the nanny for her son. That's FanDuel, FANDOR.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the FanDuel Podcast. Here we are once again. Welcome, Chris Kelly.
Welcome, Human.
Thank you. And Bryn, our executive producer.
I'm in the background. Hey, everybody.
Oh, we can't even see you today?
Not today.
I'm just working some stuff out.
Okay.
All right. Here we are with world famous comedian Godfrey. Godfrey, welcome.
Hey, guys.
All right. What's up? First of all, you are a half hour late. What happened?
Oh, well, here's the thing. First of all.
Uh-oh.
Did we lose him?
Oh, we lost your audio.
Oh, man, this is a bad start. Hold on. We can't hear you.
Oh, we lost your audio.
Hear you.
Oh, there we go.
I'm moving around because I was in Ontario doing improv.
Okay.
And then I had to find a hotel. I found a hotel, but they say, you can't check in till 3. I'm like, So I'm at my friend's place, and I said, I need a place to sit down so I could just get on this thing. And so I said,
that's right.
I made it.
Okay, well, welcome. First of all, Godfrey is going to be in the Bay Area August 19th, 20th, and 21st at Cobb's Comedy Club.
Cobb's, Fisherman's Wharf, baby.
Nice.
When was the last time you were in the Bay Area?
I was at Tommy T's in Pleasanton not too long ago.
Okay.
And that was like maybe a month and a half ago or so. And but as far as Cobb's, since pandemic, I think it's 2018.
Cobb's? Wow. Damn.
It was 2018, I think, around that time. You know, pandemic just kind of pushed everything, sort of, you know, just like kind of rearranged. I was supposed to be at Cobb's at one point, then they canceled it because they shut down again. And then now it's finally happening. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the pandemic real quick. How did you keep your sanity during the pandemic? What did you do?
Social media, man. The fact that I'm a night owl, I did my live every single night. I still haven't missed a night or almost 2 years. I stayed on from about 12, 1 o'clock to about 4 or 5 in the morning every single night in New York because I live in New York. And so, yeah, that's what I did. And I, you know, I did virtual shows, which were weird, but I did virtual shows. Shout out to NowhereComedyClub.com, which was created by Steve Hofstetter and Ben Glebe. I did that. I did a lot of Instagram, little sketches, skits on Instagram. I used social media, man, to get me through.
Everybody complains about social media, but there's so many wonderful things that you can do.
Man, I made money off social media. Cash App was lovely. My Cash App kept my head above water. My Cash App, the PayPal. I mean, what got me through, man. And I actually wrote a pilot with a partner over the pandemic, and we're getting it produced by Tiffany Haddish's company. So.
Well, that'd be fun.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the pilot, or is it top secret?
No.
All right.
I'm not teasing a damn thing.
What was the best thing to come out of the pandemic for you? What was the hardest thing you had to deal with?
Oh,
we lost you again.
Oh.
What happened? We can't hear you.
Be back. I'm back.
Oh, there we go. Yo, what the heck?
Say it again.
Don't touch anything, bro. Don't touch anything.
I'm trying not to. Go ahead.
What was the hardest thing to come out of the pandemic for you? And what was the kind of the best thing, the surprise thing where you're like, man, if it wasn't for the pandemic, hardest, this would.
The hardest thing too was working out, like trying to stay healthy, man. It was a little weird. Just exercising, you know, because I like to try to exercise. The gyms were all closed. You know what I mean? Just kind of trying to not be too bored because a lot of stuff, you know, New York, if you guys know New York, how active it is, it was a little hard. It was almost Armageddon-like. I was going down to Times Square during the pandemic just to see it, and it was so open, you know, and to see all the lights still on, the big boards flashing. and nobody there. I was like, all I need is a dog and a gun, and I'm Will Smith.
You know what? I love that movie reference. Hold on to that. So yeah. This is the Fandor podcast. Fandor is a streaming site for independent film lovers. So yes. I want you to open our eyes to a couple movies that you love that people may not be aware of. Like movies that are a little bit off the beaten path that you're like, oh man, no one knows about this movie. I really liked it. Do you have one or two movies that come to mind? Oh yeah. I think we stumped Godfrey.
No. You know what? I liked Street Kings with Keanu Reeves and Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, tell us about that. I don't know that movie.
Street Kings is like Keanu Reeves is this undercover narc and in California, and he's undercover, but he's a good cop, and he's just trying to kind of change the department. And Forrest Whitaker is one of my favorite actors. He's like this corrupt sergeant running the whole precinct, and he's the guy doing all the corrupt shit, but you don't know that until the end. And Street Kings is a sleeper movie. It's really good.
I like Forrest Whitaker as a bad guy too. Like that's a
Forrest Whitaker as a bad guy. He's so goddamn good in it. And I go, Street Kings is a sleeper movie, man.
Okay. You know, I'm gonna tell you a quick Forrest Whitaker story. So, I do morning radio. Been on the number one morning show for the past 20 years. Stepped away during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And the very first person they let me interview, I was 24 years old, was Forrest Whitaker.
Okay.
And it was for a film called Ghost Dog. I don't know if you ever saw Ghost Dog.
Ghost Dog was my shit.
Oh, why'd you mention Ghost Dog? That's off the beaten path too.
But that's off the beaten path. Ghost Dog, I thought, was more popular than Street Kings because RZA did the whole soundtrack.
Okay.
I have that soundtrack. I love it because it was like, he took like, samurai philosophy into the streets.
Yep.
It was fantastic.
Fantastic. So anyway, the interview goes well. No one ultimately really saw the movie, but it was my first one. I was a little starstruck. You know, he had his publicist, he had his entourage, everything with him. And he gave me a phone number and he goes, I really liked you. Let's stay in touch. He gave me a phone number. And me not knowing how the game really works, I called that number every hour, every day for a week going, I think Forrest wants to talk to me. I think Forrest wants to be my friend. Anyway, of course, I was 24,
Forrest,
man.
Like, I gave you the number so you can call every once in a while.
So anyway, I saw.
That's not how it goes. That's not how it goes.
I saw him 1 year later at Sundance and I ran up to him and I go, hey, remember me? You gave me your number. The guy runs for his car. He runs and he drives away.
You still don't have social cues, huh?
Well, I'm 46 now. I was 24 at the time. So
he still doesn't have
to learn
cues,
and you're still chasing it. Yo.
All right. Hold on.
Here's the thing about Forrest Whitaker. I gotta tell you something really cool about this guy. He's trained in opera.
Oh wow. Oh,
no way.
Okay.
He's an opera singer, yes.
Okay.
So you know him. You guys are friends.
I know.
Come on.
I've met him, but you actually have his real number, right?
Yeah, you have his real number.
I actually met him in Chicago because I'm originally from Chicago, and I met him in Chicago. He was very, very nice, but he's a trained opera singer.
Oh, wow. All right, let's... I know how comedians are with one another. They're hard on one another often. But what movies do you watch that still make you laugh to this day? What movies?
Blues Brothers.
Mm.
Okay.
The Blues Brothers, one of my favorite comedies, man. I love the deadpan of Dan Aykroyd and Belushi. The Blues Brothers is one of my favorite Blues Brothers comedies, you say, right?
Yeah.
Coming to America, 48
The
hours.
First one, right?
The first one.
The first one, right? Not the second one.
Of course. No. First one.
That second one was.
They could have stayed in Africa on that one. they didn't have to come back to America on this one.
Right.
And I love Eddie Murphy, but yeah, it's 48 hours. Coming to America, Blues Brothers. I still crack the hell up. Like every time I see it, I'm like, oh, and Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What do you think of Soul Plane?
I love it.
Okay, good.
Let me tell you something. No. I was just with Snoop Dogg 2 days ago, and I'm doing a new show with him, and he has an interview show. I just got interviewed on his other show, and he wants me to work with on some other stuff. I was at his compound, which is fantastic, and we were talking about Soul Plane too.
Nice.
Yeah, I know that movie gets crapped on a lot. I know you were in it. I enjoyed it. I was
proud to be in it because I was sitting next to Snoop. How many people get there to say they sat next to Snoop for 10 days smoking weed?
A lot of people sitting next to Snoop get to talk about smoking weed for 10 days. Maybe not for 10 days.
You teased some of your... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. He was what? Go ahead. Come on.
Me? My turn?
Yeah, you.
Okay, listen. I remember auditioning for Soul Plane, and my agents were super honest with me. They say, yo, this is a really ghetto-ass movie, blah, 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 blah. And I said, who's cast? They said, Snoop Dogg. I said, I'm going in. I want to hang with Snoop. I hope I can get this shit. And I got it. I played an African pilot. I went into the audition room and I said, hey guys, I want to switch up the game. They said, what are you going to do? I'm going to do an accent. I'm Nigerian. So I'm going to do my parents' accent. Can I do that? And they go, yeah. And I got the part in the room. I was like, cool. And it was awesome. Me and Snoop, and we've been friends ever since.
That's beautiful.
It was worth it.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen, we've teased some of your TV shows and what you've got going on projects-wise. Talk to me about the TV show you have called The Tramp. Tell us what the show's about, where we can watch it. The Tramp.
What the fuck is that?
The Tramp. That's not you?
What is The Tramp?
It's a TV show.
Is it?
Yeah. It's on IMDb. It's under your IMDb.
Yeah.
Tell me about...
Well, they're lying.
What about American-ish? Is that you?
Oh, yes. That's... Okay, now that's... I want to show you this... the gin, the new Snoop Dogg gin.
Oh, nice.
What is that?
It's like indigo, but indago.
Indago. Indago we trust.
That's the gin he just gave me.
Oh, nice. That's pretty sweet.
Wait, here's another one. He has a rosé called 19 Crimes.
I love the rosé. So does he have his own juice brand, too?
Oh, he has his own candles called Brodus.
Nice.
Because you know his last name is Calvin Brodus.
Is Calvin Brodus. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So he has Brodus candles. I have a candle from Snoop Dogg. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, but American-ish. We were talking about indie films. That's an indie film that I just did. It's a Pakistani-American film. And I play a Muslim, African-American Muslim, who ends up marrying one of the main Pakistani girls. And, of course, to the mother's chagrin or whatever, we end up getting married. But it's a romantic comedy, and it just got accepted into the big, giant Asian American Film Festival. So right now we're in the Asian American Film Festival. We're in Urban World. So we're being, it's literally being circulated. I've been interviewing and having Q&As with these different festivals. And they ignored it for, two or three years. We shot it about 3 years ago in Queens. And the director is from Pakistan, is from Palestine. And the executive producer is Pakistani actress, American actress, who created the script from her one-woman show. And right now it is getting a lot of buzz, and I play one of the main characters, and we're getting accepted. Ever since the pandemic, with the Asian American hatred stuff and all that, this movie kind of stood out and got revitalized.
Fantastic.
This pandemic has changed a lot of stuff, man.
It sure has. One of the things I love are celebrity roasts. I love them. And when I was going to during the pandemic, when I was having a hard time sleeping, I was just down. I would just sit and watch roasts one after another. And
you
one
saw
of the
me
ones
on the Flavor
I came
Flav one.
Well, I did see you on the Flavor Flav one, but I also saw you roasting Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Can we talk about that, or is that off limits?
Yeah, well, I mean, I just don't trust Kamala. I just don't like some of the statements. I just thought she was kind of corny for saying, like, there's no racism in America. I go, even the Klan's like, hello, we're still here. Hello.
Well, I mean,
racism in America. It doesn't mean you got to be. It's not mean you're going to walk around being angry at everybody, but don't say that there isn't. Like, stop. Right. Like, that's like saying there's no sexism in America. Stop it. Like, you, bitch, what are you doing? There's no racism in America, but it took 200 years for you to be a woman of color as a vice president. Bitch, what are you talking about? You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't like that. I don't like that delusional bullshit. I don't like that. It's like when Meghan Markle goes, I can't believe the royal family's racist. I go, that is the ultimate white family. They signed the treaty for racism. What the fuck are you talking about?
Elizabeth
that was still there in the 1500s. Bitch still living. Go ahead.
when you do that, do you get pushback? Do people come at you?
Not really. I mean, because I'm going off of her statement that there's no rape, because so everybody is agreeing with me. They're like, yeah, that was dumb. I'm not just going, oh, fuck Kamala Harris for no reason. It's like she said something that was like, what? And I'm like,
right.
She's Indian and Jamaican. You're not white at all. Okay. You're not. And you look like a light-skinned black woman. So, and you went to Howard University, historical black college, and you're an AKA, which is a black sorority. And then you're going, there's no racism in America when black sororities were created and historical black colleges were created because of racism.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, stop being illogical. Stop. Ugh.
Thank you for addressing it. I was a little hesitant to bring that up, but I had watched it and I was laughing. It was during the pandemic. I'm like, oh man, this guy makes me laugh. I want to see if it's okay.
Yeah, no, listen. You just made the statement of the year. I want to see if it's okay.
Yeah, there it is.
That's our era that we're in now. I want to
comedy
see
is
okay.
about, and, but comedy is about honesty, and that's one of the things. That
comedy is about,
I think,
honesty, and people ask me, is it more challenging now? I go, fuck no, it's actually more fun. People's assholes are tight as fuck when they walk into the club. I love that shit. It's like, yeah. I control your sphincter.
And there it is.
All right, tour. This is the sphincter tour.
There we go. That's the next tour.
All right, I want to ask you something else. I'm going to change subjects here. You love sports?
Yes.
Who do you like in the NFL?
I'm from Chicago, so Bears always first. But being in New York for a long time, I'm a Giants fan. But I'm not also just that. Back in the day in the NFL, a lot of teams kept their players for a long time. Now players are traded every 5, 6, 7 minutes. And so I'm a fan of players. Like, I hate the Patriots, but I love Cam Newton. You see? Because I'm not a fan of Tom Brady. Of course, Tom Brady has done amazing stuff. Look at what the Bucks won another Super Bowl. But I'm a fan of players also. But I'm a Giants Bears fan. But it depends on who's playing. If I see Green Bay against the Bears, I'm going for the Bears. If I see Green Bay against the Patriots, I'm going for the fucking Green Bay. But now that Cam Newton's there, I want Cam Newton to win. Just I choose and pick. I pick and choose. Sports is so different now. Nobody's ever loyal anymore. So
no one.
It's a little different now.
All right, listen. Can you see Chris's shirt? Because I'm going to ask you who you like in the NBA.
Oh, NBA. Well, Chicago is Bulls first, but I like. Of course, I come from the Jordan era, and I come from the losing era too. Before Jordan came, we had Reggie Theus and those. It was terrible. We had Orlando Woolridge. We had Boom, but then Jordan came. But
so did you watch the entirety?
I'm into players. I like LeBron, man. I like LeBron. I like Kevin Durant. I didn't like that move he made going to Golden State. I thought that was whack. But I'm a fan of players more than
I am. We live in the Bay Area. Come on. We live in the Bay Area. Don't say anything like that. Don't say that, bro.
Listen, I thought KD is dope, but they didn't really need him.
And KD's size.
You guys
were
winning already.
Brooklyn. Yeah,
I just thought it was a little. I thought it was a little weak. I thought it was a little weak on his part.
Don't say it's weak.
He when he was against. Listen, when they were playing against the Thunder, they were beating them, and then they didn't beat them. And then he goes, "Let me go over there to the guys that beat me." Like, I just thought it was weird. I thought this was weird. That's all.
Did you want to ask him a question?
I love Kevin Durant. What
do you want to? Did you want to ask Godfrey a question about the Bulls?
I was just going to ask about the big ESPN documentary about the
last
the Jordan era last dance. Mm-hmm. Did you
Fantastic.
Watch that during the pandemic? Yeah,
really. Phenomenal.
I lived through it.
Yep.
I lived through
that,
it.
That could be the best sports documentary I've ever seen in my life. Honestly,
I think the number one sports documentary is actually the OJ one, which won an Oscar, and I knew
that
it
big
was,
long
that
one that
was,
they did. They premiered at Sundance. It was amazing. Yeah.
The OJ documentary was fantastic. And I said, this is going to win an Oscar. And he won an Oscar because OJ always wins. He was not guilty. OJ always wins. He won the Heisman. He won the Heisman. He got all his merch, his paraphernalia back. He went to jail, but he came back out and he got to keep his $300,000 pension. And now he talks shit on social media and plays golf. OJ always wins.
All right, listen. His name is Godfrey. He was only 35 minutes late. Godfrey.
Hey, but we got him on, and he's incredible.
Godfrey is at Cobb's Comedy Club August 19th, 20th, 21st. First of all, two questions, Godfrey. Did you enjoy this interview?
Yo, this interview is kick ass. How come I don't know about you guys ever?
Well, Chris Kelly, he's not going to toot his own horn. He's part owner of the Sacramento Kings. We're doing this because he brought us all together. Mm-hmm. He's
You're
a great
part
guy.
Owner of the Kings? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's why I asked you. Why don't you give the Kings a shout-out?
So Tuesday, going to the Summer League Finals so with our new guys. Mitchell and Geta.
I'm a Blackhawks fan, of course, especially when we had Hossa. And by the way, Kyle Oposo is a friend of mine. If you know Kyle Oposo?
No, that's the Hockey Kings. We're basketball.
You're not the Kings? Sacramento Kings.
You're not the Hockey. I thought the Kings.
No, Kings, bro. That's why. That's why I was asking you about the NBA. Look at me.
No worries.
Okay,
no worries.
It's all right. Yo, all right. What do you think of the Sacramento Kings? You want to say something about the Sacramento Kings?
A good friend of mine. And here's the thing. I went to the Basketball Hall of Fame a few weeks ago. It is trash.
I haven't been.
It's in Springfield, Massachusetts, because I was I was doing the Hartford Funny Bone in Connecticut, and it's not that far from there, and it's only like an hour away. And I called Shaq, and I said, Shaq, I'm going to the Basketball Hall of Fame. He goes, that shit is trash. Like, what? He goes, it's trash. It's bullshit. That shit is trash. I was like, what?
And so he tells it like it is, right?
They don't even have a display for Michael Jordan.
Whoa. Wow.
They don't have Magic Johnson, nothing for Magic. They got some Kobe stuff. It's pretty nice, but it is terrible. They should be ashamed of themselves, the Basketball Hall of Fame. Naismith, James Naismith, Basketball Hall of Fame.
It's
horrible.
We'll try to get that fixed over time. So, I mean, Shaquille's been one of my partners. He has to sell out because he's taking a job advising Wynn on betting issues. So he's going to have to sell his stake. That got announced publicly the other day. But he's been a great addition to our team and just an exceptional
Kings.
Human being. Yep.
So yep. I can come see a game and stuff?
Please do. Absolutely.
No, I'm serious.
Beautiful,
don't play with me.
Beautiful arena in Sacramento.
Listen,
I'll give you my real number.
Give him your number right now, and then we'll
cut it out of the podcast. We'll do it afterwards.
We'll do it afterwards.
All right.
For real, no, you got to give me a number.
No, done. That's easy. Yep.
And then last thing, anything.
Yep.
All right, listen.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you're like Forrest Whitaker right now. It's like being Forrest Whitaker. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Are you sure? Because I just have one last question.
This is not Forrest Whitaker because I'm not going to call him every hour.
All right. One last question. Anything you want to say? Anything we didn't address? Any final thought on anything?
No. Hey, man. You know, with what's going on, I don't know. It's like every other day, I don't know. Our country just keeps lying to us. You know, I don't know what's going on, but I just say, stay creative, man, and stay true to who you are, whatever style you have in creativity. Just stay who you are, man, just because that's all you can do, really. I mean, I'm not trying to sound corny, but stay your course, man, because that's what helped me.
Listen, I said that was the last question, but I want to tell you something. On IMDb, there's a TV show with you, John O'Hurley, Joel Goddard, Barry Bradford, Ivy Rivera, called The Tramp.
Yeah. Oh, you mean that one? That's not a show. It's just a trailer.
Well, it says it's coming out this year.
It's not. Yeah, but
is this? Because I sounded like an idiot 15 minutes ago.
We shot a sizzle reel, and it was like it was being pushed to different like festivals, and they liked it. It's top, but it's not a show yet at all.
What is it? I mean,
it's just a sizzle reel for potential of a show. I'm waiting to.
Okay.
All right. Well, there we go.
Am I the only interviewer that's ever brought up that show?
Yes.
That's how much I care about.
I think you're the only interviewer that went to IMDb.
Listen, I wanted this to be a kick-ass interview. That's all.
Yeah. We care here.
And this was kick-ass, dude. Like, look, I got Bruce Lee. That's how kick-ass it was.
All right. That's my guy right there.
Exactly. We got this all set.
Come on, man. You see how dope it is? Look at, man. You know who you're dealing with right now? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to wrap it up, but don't hang up so you and Chris can exchange numbers.
Thanks, Godfrey. This is fantastic.
Everyone, his name is Godfrey. He's an amazing human being. Check him out at Cobbs. Follow him on social media.
And also, my social media is Comedian Godfrey, okay?
Okay.
On Instagram. Also, I have my podcast in Godfrey We Trust on the Gas Digital Network. I'm with the Legion of Skank guys, Big J Okerson and Dan Soder and all those guys. Also, I'll be on the new season of Wildin' Out with Nick Cannon. How fun is that?
All right.
Nice. Now, and I'm on the Michael Chase show on HBO Max, and I'm on the show Southside, which is on HBO Max also, and a new Snoop Dogg show coming out called Dumbest Criminals with Snoop Dogg.
Fantastic.
So, boom.
Busy. Bam.
And everyone. Oh, yeah. Keep an eye out for The Tramp. That's coming one day, too.
Eventually.
All right, Godfrey. All right, thanks so much, brother.
This is fantastic.
Thanks for tuning in. Sign up online or in the app for a free 1-week trial. Now playing on Fandor is Afternoon Delight. In this film, Rachel, played by Katherine Hahn, tries to spice up her marriage with a trip to a strip club. She befriends a stripper named McKenna, who gave her a lap dance. McKenna then moves in with Rachel's family and becomes the nanny for her son. That's Fandor, FANDOR.